passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Being more energy efficient makes both environmental and financial sense. But if we have a boiler, the chances are it's going to be inefficient or be costing us more than it needs to. However, there are ways to change this. John Davidson is managing director of the Gaselec Group.
Boilers are not that efficient. I mean, typical boilers are about 65% or so inefficient. That's helped these days and recent years by having the introduction of condensing boilers, etc., which are much more efficient. In fact, 93% is common. So there's quite a lot of waste out there. Boilers are 30, 35, 40 years old and sometimes they're breaking and falling apart.
Now, is it a good idea to get rid of an old boiler and replace it with something else from an environmental perspective? Or actually, is there that balance between kind of, you know, taking new resources to build something and therefore maybe you ought to wait until it has died on its legs?
It's much more sensible to change the boiler after, say, 15 years. If it lasts beyond that, it's living on borrowed time, basically. And having said that, there are some boilers that are 20 years old that, as long as they're properly serviced regularly, then they will last quite a long time. But of course, that doesn't change the inefficiency. It's still going to burn fuel, which is being wasted. So really, it is much more sensible and cost-effective as well to change them for the more modern type.
And are there ways in which you can make a boiler more efficient?
Ways to make it more efficient would be good control systems. People sometimes don't use the control systems properly. It's good that when, say, a heating system or a boiler is installed, that whoever has installed it actually trains the user in how to use it properly and explain the control systems properly. That way they can make more of the system, get more out of it, and it'll be more efficient. And there are other devices you can use as well, such as the G-Save, which is a boiler economizer, which actually works as very simple technology, which is a pulsing system, which works between the thermostat and the programmer or the boiler, and effectively has built-in timers, which adjusts the timings of when the burning time is for the boiler. With its preset timers, it's actually telling the boiler not to come on as often as it ordinarily would do. So effectively, a system, any typical system, has what you call a lag in it. So it's got a lot of hot water in the system that's not used yet. Yet when the thermostat comes on, it's asking the boiler to fire up. And all the boiler is doing is overheating the already hot water in the system unnecessarily. So the G-Save will actually cut in and effectively make the boiler burn for less than it ordinarily would do. The typical thing is that a boiler will burn for approximately 35 minutes out of every 60. This will now help it burn for, say, 31, 29 or 32. And when it's doing that consistently, that's how it's making its savings, saving the emissions, of course, and of course, saving money.
So this is the sort of thing you could fit to a boiler, whether it was 93% efficient, it was a new boiler, or was something that was very old. It was still given improvement.
Indeed. It will work on any boiler, basically. It's not the boiler that's of concern here. It's the thermostat. It has to talk to a thermostat. That's the key thing here. It will not work on a system that's only got thermostatic radiator valves, for example. It hasn't got anything to talk to. And it doesn't matter the type of boiler. We've had it on oil boilers, LPG, old traditional one, 30 years old, and a condensing boiler. You know, it doesn't really matter. It's the switching and the timings that's important.
And from your experience, what kind of savings have you seen?
Anywhere between 10 and 31%. 31 was the best that we ever achieved, and anywhere in between that. I mean, it's not unusual to see 18, 20% is common.
How much expertise do you need to fit and use something like the G-Save?
It needs to be fitted ideally by someone who has got a degree of competence, an electrician, a heating engineer, someone of that nature. Or, I mean, we have had a very, very good DIY person would fit it, but we recommend that it's an electrical person or a heating engineer, someone who's familiar with the controls and the wiring and stuff like that.
And once it's in, anything else you need to do?
No. Once it's in, there's no maintenance, there's no servicing needed for it. It's there, it just works. It works with the thermostat, it does its stuff, and that's it, really.
Does it last the life of the boiler or beyond that?
If it's an old boiler of 35 years old and the boiler packs up, then of course it will still keep on going and it will work for the new one. It hasn't been around more than the last 12 months or so, so we don't really know how long its life is, but suffice it to say that it's got a printed circuit board inside it, there's no moving parts, so it will last as long as the components in the printed circuit board, really.
And do you have an idea roughly of how long the payback time might be on something like this?
If we take an average gas bill, around about £800, £900, and if the system saves approximately 20%, then the payback would be something in the order of 16 months. So it's quite attractive. And then after that's been achieved, then everything thereafter, the bill will reduce. So you're in profit, as it were, from there on after.
Do you think the key thing about this is the financial saving, or in fact, actually the sort of CO2 saving?
Well, there's two things, really. There's the CO2 saving. There's a lot of people nowadays who are very energy aware. And of course, because of our utility bills, they're very money aware as well. So you're doing two things with this, or with any of these sort of things, that you're saving money, but you're also saving emissions too. And the other thing as well is that the boiler will last longer, because it's not burning as often. And if it's regularly serviced as well, of course, then you'll get more out of it.
That's John Davidson from the Gaselec Group, suppliers of the G-Save. And there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet Sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet Sound publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.